And we'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight someone who's been with us several times before from the Indiana Ballet Theater. She's our founder and has many, many things to talk about and coming up in the spring here. Gloria Tui, welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Aloha, Gloria.
Thank you. Hello.
So you have some busy things coming up in April here and actually all the way through spring into summer. So tell us a little bit about some of those, Gloria.
Okay. We have April 29th, the last weekend in April. It's actually Friday, Saturday. We're at IUM with Sleeping Beauty. So, in fact, our first school field trip is sold out. But we have one at 12 o'clock. Then we have general performance at 7. And then on the 30th, we'll be up 1 and 5 p.m. for general admission. So,
new theater at the Arts and Science Building on the second floor in Broadway. So I'm a little bit familiar with that building.
Right. Yeah. So we have people coming in from South Carolina and Chicago, as well as our wonderful company and kids that auditioned in from the public. So wonderful show.
How many do you have in the cast?
Oh, we have about 90.
Oh, wow.
So are the costumes done in-house or do you bring them in?
No, in-house we have 9 ballets of costumes, so everything's in-house, yes.
Now, you have something new at Chicago Street Theater in Valparaiso coming up.
We do. We have Kaleidoscope on May the 27th and 28th, and this is an amazing show this year because we have faculty from different universities. We have Columbia College and Valparaiso University, and then we have some guests coming in from Linwood University in Missouri and some alumni coming back, so it'll be a wonderful, wonderful show.
And it's going to be more contemporary ballet type things with that?
Yes. Yes, this is mostly contemporary and modern performing, so very magical. And I think everybody leaves breathless. Really enjoy it. So at least Amanda, who's the artistic director for that show, feels that's what happens. So
does Amanda do this? Is it Amanda's vision for the set design for that as well?
Yes. Yes. Amanda's the main person in that. But like I say, we have Selena Ellish from Valparaiso University is also part of getting involved this year. So it'll be a wonderful show.
So summer comes around and, kids are out of school, but you have something for them that they can do.
We do. As well as regular summer classes, we also have kids camp, and it's themed like Encanto. So the kids will have a wonderful time in June, and all 3 studio locations will have this workshop. And so they need to go to our website to see more about it. Otherwise,
go ahead and tell us the website address.
Yeah, website address is ibtnw.org.
What is the age range for kids camp?
Oh, we start at age 5 and through about age 9.
So lovely.
And they'll have an ice cream social and a performance at the end. So they have a wonderful time.
And you said you had other kids' classes going on through the summer.
Yeah. So July the 5th through August the 2nd, we'll have classes for every kind of genre you can think of, including Irish dancing. So the kids always have a wonderful time, well, through adults. We also, the company dances all summer long. So many of them are going away to very prestigious workshops this year.
Excellent. And we'll jump ahead for a little bit. In December, you're going to bring back Nutcracker, and we'll talk about that probably at a later date, but that's your plan?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So last year, IUN actually invited us to perform it there, and so I'm sure we'll be back there again this year. So
can you tell us about what's happening with the Classical Arts Center these days?
Yes, this renovation of the historic Sanitarium Nurses Home will actually be completed within less than a year now. We'll be going into there, and it will feature 80-seat theater museum about the nurses that lived in there, and a tea room, wonderful sculptures, and it will be home for Indiana Ballet Theatre as well as visual performing, culinary arts, and I think the South Shore Arts is hoping to locate a little bit in there as well. And Peter Townsend with his Heritage Collection. So, and Jackie Primus is going to do the culinary arts. So we're looking forward to this being a destination as well as a cultural center.
And so you will have with the South Shore Arts a visual arts component to exhibits and everything there. So
visual, performing, and culinary. Yeah.
Lovely.
It sounds wonderful. And you think your completion is what, about next year?
Well, we're going to shoot for like May or June of next year. So right around this time next year.
And people still can contribute to the project because it's contributions are, this is like funded mostly like from contributions. Is that correct?
All places, yes. Anyone. You can put your name in a window or a message for a loved one that you don't still have around with you. You know, many ways you could contribute. And it, amazingly enough, we had people from Michigan donate an amazing amount of money. So, and that's because they saw this historic landmark in a magazine. It was just wonderful.
Well, we appreciate you coming on Art of the Year Spotlight. That's Gloria Tuohy from the Indiana Ballet Theater. Sleeping Beauty in April, Kaleidoscope in May, and Kids Camp in Ings, and of course, Nutcracker way back in December. Thank you so much for coming on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gloria.
You're welcome.